It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon across New York and western New England. Under bright, sunny skies, temperatures have moved up through the 60s into the 70s. Now, to put it kind of in perspective, the normal high temperature at Albany is 68 degrees. It's sometimes tough to kind of grasp what is normal for this time of year, especially considering we are coming off the cooler weather season. But temperatures in the upper 60s to near 70, that is typical for this time of May. Of course, as we move further into the month of May, we get closer to the beginning of summer, so those normals will continue to turn warmer as we work through the coming weeks. It will be a bit on the cool side tonight, though, which is fairly typical of springtime. We have dry air in place, and that means a rather big range in temperature, so we will fall back into the 40s. Some 30s are possible in the higher elevations, and we may even dip close to the 32-degree mark through the Adirondacks. So what we have is high pressure in place that's working its way across eastern Canada, and that is pushing down that nice dry air. Now, just a little bit to our south, we are seeing clouds, and the clouds are rather thick, especially along and south of I-80. So if you happen to be traveling south tonight, even into tomorrow, you will run into more clouds and even a couple of showers. But for us, that high pressure area will be holding on for another day. So we're looking at another bright day tomorrow. Could see a few clouds, especially well west and southwest of Albany by tomorrow afternoon. And temperatures in most areas will be even warmer than today, running well into the 70s. A few spots tomorrow may touch the 80-degree mark. So a nice mild and even warm day for Thursday, and the warmest day of the week is going to be tomorrow. Then on Friday, we will have a cold front approach from the west, so that's going to bring an end to this sunny and mild weather party as clouds increase through the day, and we will have a chance for a round of rain on Friday. There may even be a couple of rumbles of thunder as the front comes through. Temperatures on Friday will be a little bit cooler, running mainly in the 60s to around 70 degrees. And then on Saturday, we'll have another secondary cold front come through by afternoon that could bring a couple of more showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. It turns cooler by Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 38 to 44, near freezing in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 38 to 44, near freezing in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Friday, becoming cloudy, a period of rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower or storm, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.